Watch, teacher tells kindergartners when babies are born. Doctors guess whether the baby is a boy or a girl. By Brecken Eftis on April 11, 2022. A teacher at a Boston area charter school revealed to young children she identifies as a male and claimed that when babies are born, doctors can only guess if the baby is a boy or a girl, but sometimes the doctor is wrong. Ray Schuyler, a first-grade teacher at Brook Roslindale School who told 4- and 5-year-olds she is transgender, presented her sexual identity to the children on an identity share Zoom call consisting of kindergartners, first graders, and second graders. Sarah Hammond, the school's assistant principal, opened the floor to Schuyler for her I am statement, telling the children, "Remember, your job during the identity share is to be listening really carefully so that you can learn something new about Mr. Schuyler. So something that's really cool and unique about who I am is that I am transgender." Schuyler, who is a female identifying as a male, said. Emphasis added, "So when babies are born, the doctor looks at them and they make a guess about whether the baby is a boy or girl based on what they look like. Most of the time that guess is 100% correct. There are no issues whatsoever, but sometimes the doctor is wrong, the doctor makes an incorrect guess. When a doctor makes a correct guess, that's when a person is called cisgender," she continued. "When a doctor's guess is wrong, that's when they are transgender. So I'm a man, but when I was a baby the doctors told my parents I was a girl," Schuyler explained to the young children. "And so my parents gave me a name that girls typically have. They bought me clothes that girls typically wear, and until I was 18 years old everyone thought I was a girl. And this was super, super uncomfortable for me because I knew that wasn't right," she said. "So when I was 18 I told my family and my friends that I'm really a boy and it was like this huge weight had been lifted off of my shoulders and I had the freedom to be who I truly am. And even though this experience is super challenging sometimes, it made me the person I am and I'm super proud to be transgender," Schuyler concluded. In a Facebook post, Schuyler appears to have written about laws, like the one recently passed in Florida, that protect children in kindergarten through third grade from adult sexual content and sexualization, saying, "Whenever there are bills introduced targeting trans youth, we always hear the argument that these laws are protecting their peers and preventing confusion," saying she has had many conversations with many young children about what being transgender is, "and never once have I been met with any fear or confusion. I've even been the recipient of a group hug. Children just get it, it's as simple as that." Brecken Eftis is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at Brecken Eftis.